السلام على خير خلق الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهداه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله. Dear brothers and sisters, with a new session of Lakal. And as I remember, last time we were talking about Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, and we said that we were going to talk about Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah in this session. Am I right? Okay, the seerah, sorry, I forgot. Today is Sunday. Yes, yes, you're right, you're right. And be sorry for yesterday. Yesterday, I had a broken car, and I was all the time busy with it, so I'm very sorry for that. You are right, brothers and sisters, we are with the seerah today. And we are with Abu Ishaq Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas today. Now, Imam Jama'ili, rahimahullah ta'ala, said in his book, Mukhtasar Sirat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَسِيرَةَ أَصْحَابِ الْعَشَرَةِ The previous, the summary of the biography of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and the 10 companions, may Allah be pleased with them. He said, سعد أبو إسحاق سعد بن أبي وقاص الله تعالى عنه. أبو إسحاق is his kunya. أبو إسحاق is his kunya. And his name is Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. And Abu Waqqas is the kunya of his father. Is the kunya of his father. His name is Malik, so Sa'd ibn Malik. The kunya of Sa'd is Abu Ishaq, and the name of his father, which is his kunya, is Abu Waqqas. His name is Malik ibn Uhayd ibn Abd Manaf ابن زهرة ابن كلاب. يلتقي مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في كلاب المرة. So he is Sa'd, the son of Malik, the son of Uhayb, the son of Abd Manaf, the son of Zuhra, the son of كلاب. And he and رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم both meet at the grandfather called كلاب ابن مرة. As we said that the kunya of Sa'd is Abu Ishaq, and the kunya of his and the name of his father is Malik, and he is known by Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. His mother is Hamna bint Sufyan ibn Umayyah ibn Abd Shams ibn Abd Manaf. لا ابن عبد مناف. also, as you hear now, she also meet with her husband and the lineage line at the grandfather called Abd Manaf. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Emperor Islam, very early at the beginning of the time of Islam. At the beginning of Islam. نعم. And he used to say, لقد رأيتني وإني لثلث الإسلام. He said, I used to see myself as the third person in Islam, as a Muslim, meaning as a Muslim. And he attended the Battle of Badr, and all the battles after Badr, he used to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he's the first one. He's the only one whom Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gathered his both parents for him in his saying, "Irmi fidaka abi." وأمي إرمي فداك أبي وأمي. And this means that he صلى الله عليه وسلم used to tell him, shoot may my father and my mother be the redemption of you, or the redemption of you, or the ransom of you, or for you. And he's the one, the first one who shot with a spear in the battles. He's the first one who shot with the spear in the battles. That was Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the first time he shot with the spear was against the army which was led by Abu Sufyan near Rabir, a town by the coast, Dead Sea, north to Jeddah, between Jeddah and Medina. And that was in the first year when Rasulullah ﷺ came to Medina, migrating. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas as married, and he got a couple of children. From these children is Muhammad, who was killed by Al-Hajjaj ibn Yusuf al-Thaqafi, and Umar, who was killed by Al-Mukhtar ibn Abi Ubaid al-Thaqafi, and Amir al-Mus'ab. These two were narrators of hadith, students of hadith and narrators of hadith, and Umayyah and Salih, as well as Aisha. These are the children of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas died in his palace in the place called Al-Atiq, and it's about 10 miles from Medina to the south, going to Mecca. It's a valley called Al-Atiq, the valley of Al-Atiq, near the Miqat of the people of Medina. And he was carried to Medina to be buried there, and he was buried in the graveyard of Al-Baqi', Baqi' al-Gharqad, in an age of 55 years, sorry, in the year 55 of Hijrah, in an age of something plus 70 years. So he was about 73 to 75 years old. And he was the last one who died from the 10 companions that the Prophet ﷺ gave in the glad tidings of the Jannah. He was the last one who died from these 10 companions. May Allah Ta'ala be pleased with him and resurrect us with them all, and our Prophet Muhammad ﷺ as well, and make us from those who accompany them in the Jannah. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Wa jazakumullahu khayran. Wa ila liqa'in qadim bi idhnillahi ta'ala. If you have any question related to the subject, you please now post. May Allah ta'ala grant you knowledge and patience and wise. Okay, Sadaqa, go ahead. Read full name. Okay, we said that is, first of all, the kunya. His kunya is Abu Ishaq. His kunya is Abu Ishaq. And his name is Sa'd. His father's kunya is Abu Waqqas. Is Abu Waqqas. And his father's name is Malik. So he is Malik. He is Sa'd ibn Malik ibn Uhayb. He is Sa'd ibn Malik ibn Uhayb ibn Abd Manab ibn Zuhra ibn Kilab. This is his name. And he is known by Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. He is known by Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. And here we end our session today. Inshallah, we'll meet on the question and answer session tonight. Bismillah Ta'ala, may Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us to come and to come online and do the dars. Inshallah Ta'ala. Jazakum Allah khair. Jazakallahu khair. Sadaqa Group and Sister Sadiqa Muhammad for arranging this kind of دروس and lectures. بارك الله فيكم ووفقنا وإياكم لما يحب ويرضى. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.